Tuesday, one and all. Here we are. Actually, I've left Orange County just to be up here in LA with you, and I am in the studio. Colin, good to see you, man. How are you doing? So here we are. You're my Valentine's date. How does that feel? Good. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Awesome. Love it. Okay. Well, here we are. We're all in the house and ready to. It's official. Today, right now, we are not Sam Nation. Love Nation for the next hour, and here we go. I have so many emails. I'm not even going to be able to get to all these. And so if you need relationship advice, okay, maybe today is not the day that you hoped it would be. Perhaps you had plans with someone special and things now are on the rocks. Or maybe you just are a little loveless or need a little bit of advice with someone that you've been with forever. Whatever the case is, give me a call. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. Now, normally, of course, we talk about politics, your current events, and we don't usually spend time on a lot of personal silliness. But here is one of the emails that I think bridges the gap. And I got a few of these, by the way. There is a lot of this going on right now in the world. And this is, who is this? This is Grant from Orange County. Is everybody ready for this? Okay. Sam, my wife is a loud and proud supporter of Hillary Clinton. She watched all of her speeches and attended many of her local public appearances. And she'll instantly reprimand anyone who shares an anti-Hillary sentiment. She even has Hillary's campaign song by Rachel Platten. You guys know this one, right? The fight song. This is my fight song. Oh, anyway, that song. On all of her playlists. Now, I'm no huge Hillary hater and genuinely love my wife, but her reverence for Ms. Clinton is a little disturbing on many levels. I just want to be able to wake up one morning without being tagged in a bunch of swarmy BuzzFeed articles that try to explain why the Electoral College is outdated. Any advice on how to take back my life? And what about my kids? Will they be confused and affected by our differing political opinions? Okay. Grant, let me break this down for you. You got to stay married to this woman no matter how annoying it's going to be, because with the one thing, I don't know how many kids you have and I don't know how old they are, but you're asking if they're going to be affected, which tells me they're pretty young. The last thing you want to risk is your wife ending up with majority custody and having her craziness all over your children 24/7. Okay? So step one, unless you've got like the land shark of divorce attorneys on your side, you're gonna stick it out, this good woman. The worst thing about leftist women, you guys know what the worst thing about leftist women are, by the way? I'll tell you. There's this assumption that we conservatives view liberals as being weak, which is true. We do. But they in turn think that, you know, when you're a conservative guy in a relationship with a liberal lady, they think that you think that they're weak and despicable. You know, like in these, and this will come up. I've had so many friends who are in relationships with, conservative and liberal, but my friends are conservative, so they're with liberal women. And it can work, but you can't give an inch. I think you've got to stay principled. You've got to stay strong. You can't do is in any way, shape, or form. You got a reminder. I love you, honey. I love you, and you're wrong. I don't think you're weak. Okay, except when it comes to your political opinions. And you've got to let your kids know. You've got to talk to your kids and give real examples. You got to take them on a field trip to Detroit. You got to take them to Detroit, go take a family vacation to Detroit and say, honey, kids, this is what failed policies of the Democratic Party look like right here. Check it out. and have that lawyer on standby. All right. Hope that helps, Grant. All right. We got a caller. Who is this? Is this Alyssa in Burbank?
Yes.
Hi.
It is.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Well, good to have you on board.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
So what's cooking?
I have a situation where I started dating a guy 2.5 years ago. This was a guy, I'm a realtor. He contacted me. This is a guy from my past that said he was getting a divorce and asked if I can help sell his home.
Uh-huh.
Which, after she moved out and we started having coffee, discussing the listing, we ended up hooking up and dating and became inseparable. Here we are 2.5 years later, and the divorce, now when it's talked about, it's a separation.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
Very much so.
So now let me ask you, is this separation, is he telling you he's still going to get divorced?
He's saying eventually when the timing is good. He has 2 kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
They were...
How old are they?
15 and 16 at the time. Now they're 18 and 19.
And what are they doing at home? 20. Kick them out of the house. I mean, come on,
right?
19? Put them to work. Send them
That's
to
what
a,
I'm talking about.
Send them to like an alfalfa farm or something. Okay, so the kids are, you know, they're so they're you got little homebound snowflakes living at the house. So the kids aren't young enough to where, you know, you really got to shelter them from a breakup. I mean, these kids obviously know their parents are not together.
Exactly, but very sheltered. I don't go into his house. His daughter knows of me. She's a senior in high school now. She was the youngest when we started dating. And the son is in college and knows of me, but I don't go into his house at all. And for respecting the fact that, you know, those are his kids, it's his space. But I'm thinking 2.5 years in, we should have some type of trueness as to what his life is like outside of home.
Well, here's the deal. So you've got to decide whether you're okay dating a married man. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
And if you're not, you have to tell him, I'm done. You have, you know, 2 weeks to figure this out. Or you just tell him, look, I'm done. And call me when your life is cleaned up and when you're a single guy. Cause I don't date married men. And I regret going down this road with you. You just have to, he's getting his, you know, what is the expression, right? Having his cake and eating it too. You know, he's got 1 foot in the door for whatever reason. And it could be money.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be money. He might not want to admit that. But at some point, look, if he really loves you and wants to have a life with you, then he'll leave her and he'll clean it up and he'll put it together. But you don't want to hang out forever. What's the plan?
No, I feel like there's something else going on considering I'm not totally in his life.
Yep. All right.
And yeah.
Yeah. Do it. So that's what you do. Just put the kibosh on it and give him an ultimatum. Thanks, Alyssa. Glad to have you on board. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much.
You bet. All right. Do we have time for one more call? We got Penelope, West Hollywood, WeHo. Penelope, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. So,
hi.
Penelope, how are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
Good. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
All right. So, Penelope, what's going on?
Well, I just broke up with my long-term boyfriend. And
how long-term?
It was kind of like almost 2 years.
Okay. All right.
So we're pretty like young. So we're in our like mid-20s. So I guess 2 years is pretty long for that age range.
Okay.
And we just broke up, and we still, like, have feelings for each other, but we still broke up, and I have to get over him, so I was trying to figure out what to do, and was trying to look for advice and that.
Okay, so first of all, the we broke up is never true. it's always one person breaks up with the other. So how did it shake down out here? I mean, what happened?
It was just that, like, we were arguing a lot, and he ended up, like, not wanting to deal with the arguments anymore because he was leaving for the military. So he was going off into training.
So he broke up with you.
So he thought, yes.
Ouch. Okay, so, well, now, and you want him back. I mean, you want him back? Is that what you want, really?
I mean, like, if it comes to it, like, if the time comes around, then, like,
why? He doesn't want you.
Then I'll be fine, but.
He doesn't want you.
For right now, I don't want him back.
Oh, so you don't want him, but you're asking, how am I going to get over him?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this is what you do. Do you have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know this? There's an app. I understand this. I'm a married man, but I understand there's an app out there called Bumble. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good. Have you downloaded it?
Yes, I have.
All right. Now, I understand there's this thing. You go on there. Make sure you put some nice pictures up of yourself and just put yourself back on the market and don't look back. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? There's going to be a lot of people, if they're not on the market tonight, they're going to be on the market tomorrow morning. Okay? Because trust me, Valentine's Day is the day of absolutely depressing, you know, high expectations and underperformance in all sorts of ways. So tomorrow, I think there's going to be a lot more fish in the sea, if you know what I mean. All right, Penelope, you got to hold on. We have gifts, and I hope we got Alyssa's number from earlier. We didn't. Oh, dang it, Alyssa! If you're listening, call back. Penelope, hang tight. We're gonna get you. A gift. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Bumble, get on it. All right. See, this is how you do it. You can't let people be all sad and wallow in things. You can't. It's true. It's true. And by the way, that is exactly the case. Tonight, there will be so many arguments all across town. Guaranteed. You know, I'm getting ready to come to the, you know, come to the studio here. So I was grabbing a bite I was just on the main drag here in Culver City. And so it's, what is it, like 6 o'clock by the time I was heading to the studio? So I was having dinner around 5:30. All the couples that are walking to dinner, they all look miserable. Totally miserable. Speaking of food, I have an email here. This is great. This is Chris in Redondo Beach. My girlfriend cooks for me, specifically for me, all the time. She loves to cook. But the problem is, I actually really don't like her cooking. Should I tell her? Chris, there's so many questions I have for you. Like, for example, how long have you been lying to her? Look at this Trump-Pence thing, you know, what did the president know and how long did he know it for, you know, or when did he know it, right? So that's, how deep does your cover-up go? Man, you're going to have to stage like a kitchen fire or something. You're going to have to put her cooking out of commission somehow. Here's what you do. If you don't, look, if, for example, let's say it's gone too long. You can't just tell her now because then it's going to hurt her more because of how long you've lied to her. So what you got to do, you know what? William Sonoma, cooking classes. You and her, date night, you guys learn to cook together. And that will give you some control over what you cook it, right? You can start, hey, honey, I'll go to the store. I'll get the required ingredients. And then you can start to sort of push your, you know, type of food that you want to eat. I think that's way better than telling her. Don't tell her. Sometimes a little lie is not bad. Okay. Mark, I need you to hang tight, man. I see that you're calling in. This is a problem that I will need an entire segment to address. But Yeah, we've got an unwanted pregnancy, folks. You got to stay tuned. This isn't going to be pretty. All right. I'm going to put my gloves on here and get to work. Hang tight. Be right back after this. Love Nation. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Who's the cat that woke up out when there's danger all about? Right on. They say this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Right. You're listening to normally Sam Nation, but tonight, Love Nation, Love Advice this Valentine's Day. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222 is the phone number to reach me. Also, if you're too shy to call, email me. The email address, as you know, is sam@samnation.com. Excellent. Now, we have Mark in Long Beach. And Mark, are you there?
Sam Mirjofsky, big fan. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well, Mark. Hey, thanks for calling in. So what's cooking?
So I'm stuck in a bit of a dilemma, a sticky situation, let's call it. I have a girlfriend. We've been seeing each other for a couple months. Awesome girl. Really falling for this girl. Now, I'm laying in bed. Couple days ago, I'm kind of freaking out about this. I'm laying in bed and I get a text message and open it up. And it's really early in the morning and it's from a Chicago number. And I open it up and it's a text message that says, "I don't expect you in this life, but I expect your paycheck at the end of every month." And it's a sonogram.
That's a problem. Wait, what? There's a sonogram? Like one of those little black and white, baby outlines, little peanut?
Scary little thing, yes.
Does it look like
that?
I mean, that's the first question. I mean, because it could be, first of all, it could be anyone's sonogram. Does it have her name on it? Did you look? Because I'll have a little fine print.
I did not look. It's on my phone. I mean, I could look, but I'm... Listen, I don't know. But regardless of the fact, she says to me, I get up out of bed, I calmly call her, and I start to talk her down out of it, and this is not my girlfriend, keep in mind. And the situation gets to the point where she just says, kind of goes, go away, don't bother me, I'm going to have it. And now I'm stuck in a place where I've got this new girlfriend, I made a mistake a couple months ago, and now I don't know what to do. How do I break it to her? What do I do? How am I supposed to continue my life? How am I not going to have this baby? Is there anything I could possibly do?
Okay, so this girl that is supposedly with child, is no future with her, right? What's she like? You don't want her back in any way, shape, or form, do you?
No, she was like a bartender that I met out at a bar while I was traveling.
Oh, you've been a bad boy. Mark, whatever happens here with the rest of the phone call, we got to make sure to get you one of the Sweet James prophylactics, because I think you need to be careful out there. So in the future, you need to be safe. Second, all right. Can this girl be reasoned with? I mean, can you obviously knew her at one point. I mean, can you have a sound conversation with her about the future?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to disclose what I do for a profession, but it sounds like she thinks she found her golden ticket, and I've just kind of, I've tried everything. I've tried talking her down. I've told her how much I really like this girl that I'm seeing, and I told her how this could ruin our lives and how broken the family would be and that I'm not going to be in its life, and she was like, yeah, I don't
okay.
really care.
I got it.
All I want is your money.
I got it. Here's what you – first of all, you're going to – this is maybe beyond relationship advice. You're going to need to talk to a lawyer. You got to get somebody there who's going to – you might need to dangle some kind of a monetary carrot, a lump sum, in front of her. And it depends on the state that you're in. Listen, guys, this happens all the time. So this is good advice for everybody. You could get her to sign some kind of a waiver of parental rights. I mean, you can do that kind of thing and get, you know, for a lump sum. So you can just pay her off. But really what you want to do, I'm telling you, you know that expression, you know, the bees with honey or whatnot. You've maybe got to get out there. You've got to, I know you got your girl here in town right now, but you got to tell her, I got a business trip. I got to get back. You said Chicago. I got to get back to Chicago. You've got to do, this is not going to happen by text. I know we do everything by text these days and everything by email and phone, but this is not something that an IM is going to fix. You've got to see this girl face to face. You got to figure out if first of all, if what she's telling you is legit, and if it is, you got to reason with her face to face. And I don't know. You know, the kid probably doesn't. Does she have? Let me ask you. I mean, she's a bartender. She works late nights. You know, I mean, she may not even get custody, honestly. I mean, she has the kid. You know, the tables might end up be turned around. She might owe you child support, and you might end up with primary custody if she doesn't have and is not able to provide the kind of stability for that child that it needs. So, you know, you might be able to scare her with that. It's true. I definitely get a lawyer, Mark. That's rough. Okay, stay tuned. Mark, hang on. Audrey, we gotta get him some gear, some Sam Nation gear. All right, back after this. Sam Rejofsky, Love Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh,
come on. Woo! Let's get it on. Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
You're calling this number, 800-222-5222.
Listening to Love Nation, Sam Rejofsky here. One night only. Don't worry. Tomorrow we'll be back with politics, but tonight we're taking the evening off for me to give you some really great romantic advice. At least I think it is. So far I think we're doing okay. So if you have a question for me, give me a call. 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. Or email me, sam@samnation.com. All right. I do have an email here I wanted to get to because this one actually struck close to home for me. Okay, who is this? Sarah in LA. My boyfriend is studying for the bar right now. He's taking the February exam. There are two exams every year. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Anyway, and he says he's too busy to take me out for Valentine's Day because he has to study. And, okay, Sarah's writing this in all caps. I won't scream at you, but it's all caps. He can't take me out for dinner for one night because of a stupid test. Should I break up with him? I'm a catch, and I think I should be treated nicely on the day dedicated to love. What are your thoughts? Sarah, you're an idiot. Okay, let's start with that. First of all, do you want your partner in life to be successful? If the answer is no, I don't know what to tell you. So if the answer, of course, should be and is yes, then here's the scoop. I picked this out. I'll tell you why I picked this out. Because I had to take the bar exam. I took it in California and Nevada. I'm telling you, it is the worst. Sarah, it is the worst thing in the world, short of, I don't know, something, you know, a terminal disease. And for the 2 months right before the exam, that is go time. Most of the people that I know that were successful taking the bar, most of them actually, for those 60 days before the exam, they study every day. For 10 or 12 hours a day straight. You have to totally immerse yourself in the test to be successful. Now, I'm going to point something out here. Sarah says it's the February exam. And typically, most lawyers graduate, you know, they graduate law school in May and then take the July exam. And so the February exam is known for people, usually people taking the February exam are people that didn't pass it the first time, okay? They get their second chance. So if your boyfriend maybe took it last July and is in Struggle City because you were nagging him back then, you're a nag. Cut it out, you know? For Pete's sake, let the man pass an exam and then he's all yours. And then he's a lawyer and he's going to make a ton of money, you know? Maybe he'll work for Sweet James. I don't know. But at any rate, just give him some room. Let him take the test and you guys can celebrate Valentine's Day in March. There you go. Orthodox calendar. Do we have, let's see here. We got Bob in Irvine. Do we have time for Bob? Okay, cool. Bob, are you there?
I'm here. Sam, hey, thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, Bob, tell me what troubles you.
Well, I'm not sure if you're familiar with these essential oils that people sell. Okay.
Yeah.
So my wife has about 40 of these things. And, you know, you use them for different ailments, half of which we don't even have. But it's really, you know, starting to put kind of a financial strain on us, let alone the whole house smelling like all of these oils.
Okay, let me just stop for a second here, because I want to make sure the audience, I don't want to leave anyone behind in this conversation. And Bob, I'm going to have you hold through the break because I want to get to this. But first, before we get there. These essential oils, this is a big thing right now. It's like the next multi-level like marketing scheme, right? It's a pyramid scheme type of thing. You buy these oils, they're hundreds of dollars, right? And they're supposed to cure all sorts of diseases. Is this a good explanation of it? There's a couple different companies that do it. And women everywhere are totally into this right now. Have I summed it up so far?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I love that she has an interest here, but
I'm gonna have you hold tight because when I come back from the break, Bob, we're gonna get right into this, and I have some thoughts for you. Sam Rzhovsky, Love Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And here we are, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Love Nation tonight. And we this Valentine's Day are taking calls and dispensing really terrible love advice, I'll be honest, but having fun doing it. Or at least I'm having fun. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222 is the number to reach me, or sam@samnation.com. Okay, we were talking to Bob. Bob is in Irvine. His wife has over 40 essential oils that she uses for various ailments. And Bob's, yeah, you're saying it's putting a financial strain on you and your house stinks.
Yeah, that's right. And not only that, you know, to top it off, just last week, you know, when I buy something for myself, I bought a Kings hockey jersey, which I never buy anything for myself.
Go Kings, go!
That's right.
Good man.
But, you know, I get a bunch of guff over buying something for me.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't mean to pry into your finances, but who's the primary breadwinner, so to speak?
Well, right now it's me. She's in between jobs. We do have a shared account. So, you know, we've been married 3 years. And, yeah, so right now, like I said, she's in between jobs, but when she is working, you know, we do split everything.
Got it. So she's living off of you. Okay, I got it. All right. Well, it's important. Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys have a budget?
Yes.
Okay, so where do the oils fall on this budget? Or are the oils like, like the blacklisted, you know, the black ops budget, you know, that the government has. Is that kind of how that is, or where do the oils fit in?
It kind of, yeah. We don't actually have an oils budget, more of kind of like a, you know, miscellaneous fun kind of thing. But like I said, it's getting a little bit out of hand with so many.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I know about these oils. They're super annoying. I get it. Some of them might work, might not, whatever. What you need to do is, do you think you could sit her down and say, this is how much you can spend on it every month? Can you do that? I mean, couldn't
yeah,
you
I think
say,
I could do that.
Say, here's, and I this may not buy very many oils, but here's $40. And $40 a month, you can buy some oils. And then, you know what, you know, the two big oil companies, the two big essential oil companies out there, you can also become a seller. I don't know if you know this, Bob, but you can become a seller. And if you sell the oils to other people, then you kind of get a cut from that. And then if they, you know, it's a multi-level thing. But I right. know people, hear me out. This might sound crazy. Your wife is in between jobs. What she needs to do is start reselling these oils and get people underneath her to sell them. She might end up making money. Did you know that? She might end yeah. up making money. So you could actually turn, you know, I always say, you know, if you've got lemons, make lemonade. So you got oils, you know, put yourself in the oil business. Let the Benjamins fly, right? So to speak. But just definitely to put her on a budget where it's tight, where you know she's going to want more than she's getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
all right.
And hey, worst case, at least I have the lavender oil on hand to relieve my stress and anxiety over this, right?
There you go, Bob. All right, stay yeah. Hang tight because Audrey's going to get your number and get you some swag. All right,
okay.
Great to have you on the show. Okay. By the way, we gotta mention our long suffering sponsor, Sweet James. And I got a great email, and this would be great for Sweet James. Jesse in Santa Ana writes, I love my dog. I've had him for 8 years, but my boyfriend hates him. And the other night we're in bed. My boyfriend pushed the dog off. The dog jumped back up. My boyfriend went to push him off again, and my dog bit my boyfriend. It went on and on after that. This isn't relationship advice, Jesse. You need Sweet James. Your boyfriend needs Sweet James. That's actually what needs to happen. I hope he's listening. All right, I got to run. Sweet James, his phone number, 800-881-2021. We will be back right after this. Sam Rejofsky, Love Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been when it's right.
All right, we're listening to Love Nation, normally Sam Nation, but this Valentine's Day we're mixing things up and sharing some stories here, listening to people calling 800-222-5222 if you need some love advice. This V-Day. I got a great email here from Jasmine in Brentwood. I was in a relationship for 3 years. I was bored in the relationship and we were both making each other unhappy. So we broke up and went our separate ways. All right. A few weeks after the breakup, I met a new guy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He is everything that my ex-boyfriend wasn't, blah, 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 but I still love and care about my ex. He came back in the picture this weekend. He showed up at my house and said he was willing to change and popped out a ring and said he wanted to marry me. Oh, my gosh. He said he was willing to change and be there for me. I don't know what to do. Is he capable of really changing? Should I go back to him? Okay. People don't make big changes typically in their life. I don't know how old he is, right? But if he's not 15, okay, chances are that he's not going to make any big changes, okay? So, so what you've got to do, hey, you know what? It's like, it's the past. Bury it. Let it go. Cut it loose. You got a new boyfriend. You've been happy. And he showed up with a ring. That's freaky. That's weird. Right? You don't just show up with a ring, you know, after however much time goes by and say, hey, you know, will you marry me? I haven't seen you in however long. We broke up. No, that's weird. All right, Jasmine. Let him loose. Cut him loose. This is going to be good. I'm dying over here. You guys are laughing too, right? I mean, okay. Let's see here. We got Frank in Burbank. Your girlfriend and you are arguing because of Melania Trump.
That is correct, Sam. So we're not actually going out to dinner tonight because we have this long-standing argument that she says that Melania is the classiest first lady ever, right? And I don't disagree that she's the hottest first lady ever, but my argument, and I'm hoping for a guy to back me up here so that she'll be wrong, is that she is not the classiest first lady. And I only say that because I have naked pictures of her on my phone. And so that's the argument.
Frank, you're killing me. So let's just say, well, when you say you've got naked pictures, you mean those pictures that Ted Cruz and his surrogates, you know, threw into the, is that the don't tell me. I don't even want to know. Let's, there are a lot of arguments actually about this. I've seen those stickers around town, you know, the free Melania, right? Right. Or, you know, if Melania, if you need help, blink. Now your girlfriend, is she a big Trump supporter?
Yeah, no, we are both supporters of Trump. We are both fans of Trump. And I am also a fan of Melania Trump. However, my argument is that, you know, I don't think they can say she's the classiest woman in town when the wallpaper on my personal phone is her standing on the wing of an airplane in black boots, a thong, and holding a gun. And so I'm hoping you're going to back me up on this, you know, using your lawyer cap to sit here. And I'm hoping, you know, as a bro code here, you'll be on my side.
Frank, well, so classiest ever. Well, look, would Laura Bush, you know, be wearing the same getup? Or Rosalind Carter? I mean, you know, God forbid, you know, she would do that. We'd all be blind. So, okay, let's say this. She's a beautiful first lady. Okay, we agree on that. And your girlfriend is, maybe she's a fan. Like it's, I think as a woman, she could have a worse role model, right? I mean, if she looks up to Melania, how bad can that be? I mean, somebody that came to this country, worked herself up from nothing to first lady. I think it's kind of a cool story. So maybe she wants you to be her her prince and her president. Maybe, Frank, you know, maybe your girlfriend wants you to take her to the moon and back. Frank, hang tight. Audrey's going to get your number and make sure we get your info and give you some swag. I can't believe we're out of time. This was too short. All right, we're going to be back with serious stuff tomorrow. Lots to cover. Politics are a-happening. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Talk to you then. Sam Rejofsky, Love Nation, this Valentine's Day. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Radio 790
KABC.